The Guardian.
Yes, this is the Labour MP for Vauxhall, although it's a surprise to many people she is a Labour MP because she supports fox hunting. She seems to be pretty sympathetic to a lot of Tory causes. And now she's let it be known that she's going to be joining, if Boris Johnson wins, she'll be joining his team as somebody to advise him on sport. Now, of course, that's a bit of a trick because Gordon Brown last year made a big play for his government of all the talents, so Labour can't really object if the Tories build their own. But it's certainly a bit of a blow to Brown.
But she can't officially endorse Boris Johnson for the job of London Mayor, can she?
No, she won't endorse him, and she says she'll be voting for Labour candidates, although she didn't mention Livingstone by name, and I don't think she likes Livingstone very much. There's no secret there. She isn't supporting the Tories, but she simply seems to give the impression that she thinks Boris probably will win and would help him if he did.
If he doesn't, can she keep hold of her job?
Oh, there's been all sorts of attempts to oust her. I'm sure she'll hang on. She's got a big, secure majority in her constituency. It's a sign of Brown's weakness, really. A chief whip in a really strong position, Jeff Hoon would just ring up and say, you're not in the party anymore. But Brown's not strong, and he can't really afford to do that. He doesn't want too many rebels. And, of course, if he threw her out of the Labour Party, she would just join the Tories, and then she'd be causing a lot of trouble from the other side of the House.
So is David Cameron going to play this as his trump card, or has he got other goals in sight?
Well, his big goal, of course, is to have a Tory mayor of London, and that's just a little step on the way to getting one. Whether it happens, we'll see on Friday when the results come out. It's a talking point, but nothing more. It's no surprise that Cohey has pretty doubtful views about Gordon Brown.
Presumably Cameron also has his sights on the Gwynedd Dunwoody constituency, Crewe and Nantwich, a key Tory target now.
Yes, in a strange way, the local elections are a bit of a random test of support across the country, and they'll get talked about a lot. But the thing that might make a difference and really frighten Labour is not just if they do badly this week, and we'll see what happens, but whether they lose this by-election. That's probably going to happen in June. It's not a seat the Tories would naturally have expected to win a general election. The majority for Labour is about 7,000. Quite a stiff test. But if the Tories carry that one off, Labour really will worry that there's no prospect of winning the next election, I think.
Julian, you're a man in the know, obviously. You have friends in high places. How do you reckon this is going to play out?
Well, everybody is asking each other in newspapers and in politics and probably not in the streets of London who's going to win, Ken or Boris. And frankly, nobody's got the faintest idea. You can pick the poll you like and the one that supports the candidate you like and slag off all the other polling companies. People have been doing that. I suspect Boris is a bit more likely to win than Ken, but we don't know. And across the country, Labour will do very badly, but not probably so badly that anybody can quite understand it or will turn on Gordon Brown and will forget the results fairly quickly outside London. In London, that's the one that counts. I'd suggest Ken just looks like he's going to go down, but we don't quite know yet.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.